Be thankful for all the difficult people in your life. They have shown you exactly who you don't want to be. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we learn 15 brilliant ways to go about dealing with difficult people. Enjoy.
Toxic people always seem to cause unnecessary drama. They're often the driving force behind a conflict. They drive down morale in the workplace, and they negatively impact the emotional well-being of those who have to deal with them. Some are blissfully unaware of the negative impact that they have on those around them, while others seem to derive satisfaction from creating chaos and pushing other people's buttons. The worst part is that it can be tempting to give toxic people the same treatment they give to others. Of course, this never works. They aren't capable of much self-reflection, and turnabout only makes them see themselves as victims. The best way to deal with difficult people is to use the following techniques, commonly practiced by intelligent people. Number 1. Set limits. Complainers and negative people are bad news. They wallow in their problems and they want others to join in so that they can feel better about themselves. People often feel pressure to listen to complainers because they don't want to be seen as insensitive or rude. But there's a fine line between lending a sympathetic ear and getting sucked into their negative emotional spiral. You can avoid this only by setting limits and distancing yourself when necessary. Just think of it this way. If the complainer were smoking, would you sit there all day inhaling the secondhand smoke? Probably not. You distance yourself, and you should do the same with complainers. Number 2. Establish boundaries. This is the area where most people tend to sell themselves short. They feel that because they work or live with someone, they have no way to control the chaos. This couldn't be further from the truth. Once you've found your way to rise above a person, you'll begin to find their behavior more predictable and easier to understand. This will equip you to think rationally about when and where you have to put up with them, and when you don't. If you let things happen naturally, you are bound to find yourself constantly embroiled in difficult conversations. But if you set boundaries and decide when and where you'll engage a difficult person, you can control much of the chaos. Number 3. Ignore in some cases. Now, before you put this strategy to work, consider a few factors. You have to learn the dynamics of ignoring a toxic person. A toxic individual craves attention all the time, even when it's an occasion to celebrate another person or their accomplishments. They will get loud and they will interrupt other people. That said, if you choose to ignore them, make sure there are plenty of other people around, because sometimes if you've been submissive to the toxic person for a long time and you find yourself alone with them, then ignoring them will not work. You can only ignore toxic people when you are in public, because in public, they tend to hide aggressive retaliation, so they are less likely to become angered for being ignored. Number 4. Don't share secrets with gossipers. Toxic people will share deep secrets with others just to seem momentarily interesting, and they will frequently judge or gossip about people behind their backs. If you meet somebody who does this, do not be fooled into thinking that they are gossiping with you just because they like you or trust you. They will just as easily betray your trust. Toxic people will often talk to you about someone else in the hopes that you will agree with them. Then, they will go and tell the other person what you said. This creates friction between two people, leaving the toxic person in control. It's a divisive and manipulative method of gaining friends or power in a social group. Don't fall for it. Number 5. Recognize and ignore insults. Toxic people love to insult others, and they do this in a subtle way. People like this will attempt to disguise insults with compliments. They will say things like, I'd never have the confidence to wear that. Or, you do well when you try. Although these may sound like kind statements, they are dropping little seeds of doubt in your mind by putting conditions on your capabilities. Learn to hear the truths behind the veil of compliments and then ignore them. You will know you have grown when you can actually laugh at what they say. But just be careful, because laughing tends to make them angry. Number 6. Allow liars to trip themselves up. Toxic people will often lie compulsively, not just to others, but to themselves. They will often perform mental gymnastics to convince themselves that their lies are reality. Recounting a true event is relatively easy, but lies are actually very hard to keep up. Keeping track of a bunch of made-up stories is difficult, and liars end up exposing themselves over time by contradicting themselves with other lies. Number 7. Don't fall prey to pity. Toxic people use pity as another form of manipulation. They even make their victims feel bad for finally standing up for themselves. Intelligent people are able to recognize self-pity and the unique way that it's used by toxic people. I'm not saying that it's horrible to feel sorry for yourself at times, but what I am saying is that toxic people use this as a way to regain control. They will continue to blame others for all the issues in their life, as long as there's someone willing to listen. Avoiding self-pitying people and refusing to justify their apathy will stop you from being sucked into their world of self-perpetuating failure.
Please keep in mind, this is about half the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.